Happy Halloween, West Essex, and welcome back to Sports Night Radio, the Wire's official student rant podcast for all things sports. My name is Paul Gustafson, and I'm joined today, as always, by Curran Rastogi.
What's up?
And in honor of Halloween today, we're joined by our special guest host, Joe Mahalik.
What's up, guys? I'm also a sophomore, big Mets fan, big Jets fan.
Sorry. Sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a Mets fan too, but... Thank you for joining us here today, Joe. So today he's going to be guiding our discussion of our NFL Halloween episode. So if we want to get right into it, Joe, let's go ahead.
Okay, here we go. So with Halloween here and the NFL season in full swing, I'm going to give each of you just a general NFL statement, and you're going to have to tell me if it's a trick or a treat, what you think. So the first one's for Curran, and it's going to be about the 49ers. So the 49ers are 7-0. Do you think they're the best team right now in the NFC?
Well, this might be a little controversial, but I'm saying that's a trick. I think the Green Bay Packers are the best team in the NFL right now. The 7-1 Green Bay Packers.
They're better than the Patriots?
Best team in the NFC. Yeah. Sorry.
Correct yourself.
Aaron Rodgers has just been so good this year. He's
dominant when he's back and he's not injured.
Has he been so good, or has he just been like Aaron Rodgers?
He's been very good.
Ooh.
16 touchdowns to 2 interceptions this year with 2,324 passing yards.
Yeah, he's already at 2,000. That's crazy.
If he continues this level up, he has a very good shot of being MVP.
Okay, so Paul's is for you. Christian McCaffrey is the NFL MVP.
Curran, do you want to finish that?
Yeah, I was going to talk about the defense.
Unlike
last year and the year before that, the Packers have a legitimate defense, so Aaron Rodgers isn't asked to do everything on the field. They have 6 players with at least 1 pick. They have 1 player with 3. Name's Kevin Kling.
King.
Preston Smith, legitimate defensive line threat. He's 7 sacks this year, and he's just able to hold the other team.
So. Don't forget Jamal Williams and Adam Jones. Good running back duo there on offense, according to Devonta Adams.
Aaron Jones. You said Adam. It's Aaron.
Did I? Okay, all right, we're pulling up names here.
Okay, as I just said, Paul's for you. Christian McCaffrey being the NFL MVP. What do you think about?
That's a treat. Christian McCaffrey is MVP. All right, he's the best running back in the league. He's currently 4th in rushing yards with 735 rushing yards. 2nd in scrimmage yards, only behind Dalvin Cook with 1,078 scrimmage yards to go along with 10 touchdowns. And the Panthers are in the playoffs. Well, no, let me pump the brakes. They're in the playoff race. Okay, Cam Newton went out with the injury, and McCaffrey's just picked up his production. Every game there's another highlight, touchdown, hurdle, whatever with this guy. Christian McCaffrey's the NFL MVP.
Okay. Very interesting, Paul. So, Curran, Daniel Jones, is he the offensive rookie of the year?
So, I think it's a treat. Yeah. I think it's a treat.
That's not a treat.
What I'm going to have to say is, a while back when the Giants drafted him, I was a very avid hater of Daniel Jones.
Just let him sit on the table.
I did. There's a quote in the Wessex Wire. You can check it out on WessexWire.com. It says, on my birthday dinner, I slammed my head against the table when I heard that the Giants picked Daniel Jones. It was not kind of a freezing cold take by now.
But what I want to know is, did you actually slam your head on the table, or did you just give a false quote?
No, it wasn't a false quote.
You slammed your head on the table.
I literally slammed my head on the table. The waiter had to come over and be like, is this kid okay? And my mom was like, yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
All right. Yeah. I mean, he has some fumbling problems, but...
some fumbling problems? He fumbles every time he drops back.
Nah, he's fine.
Or he throws a pick.
He's been pretty good this year. As a rookie, he's been playing fine.
He's been carrying like a generally horrendous team.
I would rather have Ryan Fitzpatrick at his old age right now, who just played against the Steelers last night, over Daniel Jones.
Yeah,
any day of the week.
You're just gonna go 8-8. You're just gonna go 8-8.
No way.
You're not even gonna go 8-8. The Giants aren't like good enough.
Daniel Jones isn't willing to do some of the stuff that Ryan Fitzpatrick's willing to do, and that's all I'm gonna say. But tell us why you think Danny Dimes is the rookie of the year.
Well, Danny Dimes has 10 touchdowns, 10 passing touchdowns to 7 interceptions, which isn't necessarily the best, but I think the ratio is going to improve as he gets into the speed of the NFL. He has 1,500 passing yards, and
he's up there with the passing yards. I'll say that. Like, the ratio isn't that good this year, but he's definitely up there with passing yards.
It's definitely going to improve.
Okay. Paul, Buffalo Bills will make the playoffs this year.
Sorry to say this. Close your ears, Bills Mafia. That's a trick.
Yeah.
They're not good enough. Yeah. I hate to... People are always talking, oh, the Bills, they finally look good. They have 5 wins. Right, great. Who'd they beat? The Jets, the Giants, the Dolphins, the Bengals, and the Titans.
Oh, my. That's... I didn't even know that was the teams they beat. They had it easy.
Yeah, it had such an easy schedule.
The Jets have 1 win. The Giants have 2. The Dolphins have 0.
The Bengals have 0.
The Bengals have 0. The Bengals. And what do the Titans have? The Titans have 2 wins, too?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. Okay.
That's the easiest schedule I've ever heard. Their offense, no firepower in the offense. I mean, Josh Allen's a great quarterback.
He is a great quarterback. You
don't
can't
get
take
me
away
wrong.
From him.
Their schedule's not getting any easier, though. Cowboys, Ravens, Patriots. I think it's a trick. The Bills aren't making the playoffs.
Yeah. Okay. That was something I think we all saw.
I got one for you here, Joe.
Yep.
Trick or treat. The Jets are the worst team in the NFL.
So, I can say that just simply the fact that they won a game, it means they're not the worst in the NFL, but that does not take away from how terrible they are. They have the second least points scored in the entire NFL, like 78. Through the first 4 weeks, the defense had more touchdowns than the offense. That really says something. They had the second worst point differential, again, because the offense cannot, they just aren't scoring, they're not functioning, and it's coming from a Jets fan, so I'm seeing it every single week. Opponents scored 185, which in the grand scheme of the NFL, that's not as bad as you would think. However, the defense, they still need to pick up where they are. They're letting another team drop like
they traded Leonard Williams, the Giants, too.
I'm happy with that. I'm actually really happy. We need
Joe's
that.
Not.
No, I'm not.
We need
Kern told me earlier. He told me earlier. I kept saying no. No, they didn't.
We needed we need some more help on the pass rush. We have one of the worst pass rushes in the league.
Gotta say, for the talent that Leonard Williams is,
he does
a third and a fifth?
That's no. I'd say that's fair.
No.
No.
Second.
He's a Pro Bowler.
Second rounder, maybe?
Was a Pro Bowler.
He was a Pro Bowler.
This season, he has not produced. Wait, so let me finish. So they have the record of 1-6. They barely got that win. I'd say very first game of the season with the Bills, they deserve to win that. But, you know, defense let that up. And routinely every week, they're getting like 8-plus times sacked, which is just terrible. There's no offensive line. Now, coming off of that, there's always one team that you fear playing. And who do you think the scariest team in the NFL is?
New England Patriots. As much as we hate to deny it, they're 8-0. But now, unlike other years, it's not, oh no, we're playing Tom Brady this week. It's we're playing the Patriots' defense. This defense is dominant. I was looking at the interception leaders. Devin McCourty's got 5 picks. Jamie Collins got 3. Stephon Gilmore's got 3. They haven't let an opponent score over 14 points. They haven't let an opponent score over 14 points. That's unbelievable. No, I got it. Their schedule hasn't been the best, but their defense looks insane. I was reading a stat the other day that said if the opposing QB just spiked the ball on every play, they'd have a passer rating of 39.6. The average passer rating in quarterbacks against the Patriots right now is 35.6. They have a better chance of spiking the ball every play than actually throwing against the Patriots defense. That's unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a Giants fan and a fellow Patriots hater, it's not looking good. It's not looking good. My scary team, in the interest of fairness, because I don't want to have the same, I don't want to have the same team as Paul. I had to say, the Minnesota Vikings.
Love that pick.
The Minnesota Vikings have some very good players. They have very good skill positions. Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs out wide. Stephon Diggs on pace to have about 1,400 yards,
which is crazy. Because didn't he want out?
Yeah,
he just wanted out.
He wanted out. He had a bad...
And then Kirk Cousins decided to turn into Superman once he got some hate from all the media.
Yeah, he had a bad first week, and then he just kept going. Kirk Cousins has looked very good in these past few weeks, and Dalvin Cook is so good back there. He's a
league leader in scrimmage yards over my boy McCaffrey.
I take scrimmage yards over rushing yards. You're just providing more different ways.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. They also have... They're also good on both sides of the ball. Danielle Hunter, Anthony Barr, Xavier Rhodes, Harrison Smith back there, which helps.
So, Halloween is supposed to be scariest holiday. You're dressing
absolutely.
Up. You're dressing up. You're trying to look like
very
a killer.
Very spooky holiday.
So, who are the scariest NFL players that terrify opposing coaches?
Well, I think Devontae Freeman knows. Aaron Donald.
Hit him with the Darth Vader.
Yeah,
that was something. He's a 2-time defensive player of the year. He's won it the past 2 years. He had 20.5 sacks last year. I'm sure that when he when opposing quarterbacks see him coming off the line, they instantly get scared. He is 6'1", 280 pounds, which is a big, big man.
And big
he
boy.
He warrants a double or triple team.
Where was he in the Super Bowl last year?
I don't know. Patriots O-line was very good.
It's Nick Bosa, the second overall pick. He's a monster. The 49ers are 7-0 behind Nick Bosa. All right, he's got 7 sacks already. Forced fumble, interception. His celebrations make him even scarier. Going against Baker Mayfield, waving the flag like Baker Mayfield did back when he was in Oklahoma, and Bosa was at Ohio State, and then the slip and slide against the Redskins. I love everything about Nick Bosa, and he dominated the Panthers on Sunday. 3 sacks and an interception. He could win Defensive Rookie of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, and MVP. That's unheard of. Nick Bosa is the scariest player in the NFL.
So right now we're moving on to our next segment. This is going to be Buzzer Beater, where we each are given 30 seconds. We're defending our side on an argument. And today's question specifically, what's the best Halloween candy? Kern, you start it.
No, pause on the clock, right? Pause on the
Let's
clock.
Go. Let's count go. Me down. Count me down. Right. I'm ready for this.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I didn't even click.
You didn't even click? All right. This took a lot of time to think about because, obviously, there's a lot of good candies. But the best is Nerds. All right. These little... What are they? Things of sugar? They're unbelievable.
It's literally just sugar.
You got... It's good.
It's good. It's good. Sweet.
If you're trick-or-treating, they're easy to eat, right? You get them in a little box, pop it open, drop them all in real quick. They're amazing. But also, shout out, Butterfingers. Very underrated candy, Butterfingers. It's like, what is it? Peanut butter? Oh, whatever's in it. Butterfingers, Nerds, they're both fire.
That's a sleeper.
Okay. Kern, on to you.
Yeah. Ready? Let's count down. 3, 2, 1.
So, I like the classic M&M's. Peanut M&M's.
Boring.
Peanut M&M's are particularly my favorite.
Yeah, that sounds better.
They're so good. They have the nice chocolate outside and it's creamy inside. It's so good to eat.
Creamy inside? Isn't it, okay. Isn't it a peanut?
Yeah, well, it's fine. It's good inside.
Kern, you know what you're talking about?
Also, I like Sour Patch Watermelons. It's a sleeper.
I want to consider it a Halloween candy, though.
That's true. But Sour Patch and my Swedish Fish are the best, also.
Swedish Fish. All right. 30 seconds. I think I'm winning right now. Just got to say.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Make sure you vote. Comment down below who wins this buzzer beater. Who said the best Halloween candy?
Okay, Gus, count me down from
3. Joe Mahalik is up now, our special guest host. 3, 2, 1.
There's a ton of stuff to choose from. But absolutely. If you walk up to someone's door and they've got the king-size Twix, you can't turn that down. That's what you're grabbing. It's for me, at least, personally, I don't like the absolutely. Nuts that I don't like the nuts that are in other like candy bars.
Why not?
I think, I don't Reese's? Know, the Twix is creamy. It's nice. But on the other hand, Buttercups are classic Reese's Pieces as
Ooh,
well.
Buttercup? Peanut Buttercups. Reese's Peanut Buttercups. Yeah. Okay.
And then you can never sleep on the Nestle Crunch.
Very overrated candy.
I'd Nestle say they're
Crunch.
Underrated.
Nah.
Nestle Crunch isn't that good. That's 30 seconds right there. Well,
they got like rice inside. I don't really know.
I thought that was good.
Starburst are my favorite.
But I think I
like
won
Starburst.
That.
I like Starburst.
I think
a lot.
I won
hey,
that.
Leave it in the comments below. All
right. And that's all the time we have today. Thanks for tuning in. And make sure to check out WessexWire.com. Subscribe, like, and comment to the Wessex Wire on YouTube for more episodes. We look forward to seeing you next time. And happy Halloween.
Thanks for watching. And don't forget, the coldest to ever do it, Crawford, is officially an LSU Tiger. Happy Halloween.
See ya.
See ya. See? Okay, we got this.
What did you do?
Ask Herm.
Hermosilla.
Listen.
I am Hermosilla.
On like suspensions and stuff.
I don't think it's recording, guys.
No, it's recording.
It is.
How about you stop it?
It's moving.
How about you stop it and we listen to make sure and then we go again?